What goal, more than any other, drives you as president of Iran?
Let me say hello, first of all, to you, your colleagues, and to all those who are now watching this program. I wish good luck for all nations and for all human beings in the world. I don't think that I'm working a lot, but I think if humanity wants to have prosperity and enjoy well-being, must continue their efforts. Iran is a great country, and we have tremendous potentials and talents here. And we have a long history of civilization and scientific knowledge. But unfortunately, for a period of 100 years, the British Empire influenced the process, the trend of progress in our country. Both during the First World War and the Second World War, we have had a lot of losses and casualties. In the Second World War, Iran was named as the Bridge of Victory. But that war only brought for us poverty and losses. The veto right and the wealth were given to other countries. And when the nation and when our people rose up against the ruling government to nationalize its oil, then we faced a military coup. A military coup that was supported by the then government of the United States. And they imposed for another 25 years a tough dictatorship on us. And following the victory of the Islamic Revolution and our freedom, an 8-year war was imposed on us. And then we had to suffer and tolerate sanctions, economic sanctions, and different political pressures. What should we do? We have to work. We have to intensify our efforts for ourselves, for the nation, and for our children, and for the entire humanity. I think the most beautiful life is the life when we do things for the prosperity and well-being of others. This life becomes very much sweet, and we do not feel any we will never be tired.
In a matter of days, you will be speaking again on the world stage at the United Nations General Assembly. What will be your message to the world when you take that stage?
I will bring again the message of peace and justice and a message for reforming the current world governance and leadership. I would also offer some proposals to improve the current international situation and for an efforts to solve really the problems of the entire humanity and international community. and for strengthening peace and love in our world.
When you speak of the current international situation, what are you speaking of?
And naturally, I'm referring to the present problems. I'm going to talk about the roots of the problems. And I would also offer the solutions.
When you're saying the current problems, are you speaking about war? Are you speaking about the economy? I'm so sorry, because there's so many problems, I don't know which ones you're speaking about.
Certainly you do not expect me to make a speech now.
No, of course not, but it would be helpful to have some indication.
So you can now see the present international economic recession, political problems, security problems, and social problems as well. There are a lot of problems in the world, and almost all nations are dissatisfied with the present situation. The people in the United States, are they happy? Aren't they under pressures? How about the people in Europe, in Asia and Africa, everywhere, Latin America? They are not happy with the present situation. We must know and understand why. We cannot impose our will on the nations. We must see where the problems lie. And if we can, we should fundamentally bring a solution to these problems.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to move on because it's I clearly can understand that you don't want to give the speech now. So let me ask you then next about some news that has developed.
You have already asked everything.
But there has been some news. Just on Monday, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency announced plans to publish new information that he says shows that Iran may be working on a nuclear warhead. He said he is, quote, deeply concerned. Is Iran working on a nuclear warhead?
I think this is an old and repeated story. These are the same claims made by the U.S. administration many times. They have been repeating these claims for many years. This is not a new thing to us. In principle, we are against nuclear weapons, because it is against our beliefs and ideology. We do not consider nuclear weapons as a useful weapon. The period or era of nuclear weapons is over, as the period of slavery. Can nuclear weapons offer solution to the current international problems? Can they bring superiority for the nuclear states? Certainly the answer is no. Those nuclear weapons could not help the Soviet Union from collapse. And these nuclear weapons did not help the United States to gain victory in Afghanistan or in Iraq. These nuclear weapons did not help the Zionist regime either, in the war against the people in Gaza, as well as in Lebanon. We think those who try to build or make nuclear weapons, they are doing something absurd and useless. They only jeopardize their own situation. And they waste the wealth of their own nations if they do it. Today, we have entered into an area of culture, thinking, and the era of humanity. This is not a period of nuclear bombs or bombs. These nuclear warheads that are now stockpiled in the United States and in the arsenals jeopardize people's life. In our words, we have integrity and we are sincere in our words. Because we are not afraid of any power. And we do not need to conceal our intentions. If we want to build a nuclear weapon, we have the courage to announce it openly. We are not afraid of others. When we say we do not want to make it or build it, we are not doing that. It is regrettable that the behaviors and policies of the International Atomic Energy Organization has left no credibility any longer for this organization. The agency was created in order to help eliminate nuclear weapons. But now it has turned into a big obstacle for the peaceful use of nuclear energy. The agency has also turned into a tool for the great powers that own nuclear weapons.
Then, simply put, is your answer no?
No, we do not need nuclear weapons. And we do not accept that. We are against that.
So, but to the question, is Iran building nuclear warheads? Is the answer yes or is it no, with all due respect?
We do not need it. What is our need to do it?
But
what
so
is the reason? What is the reason? We do not want it.
So you're saying the answer is no?
Right, that's right, certainly. That's right, certainly.
With all due respect, there are other bits of this that I would need to ask you about. There is a report that is now, just this past weekend, the New York Times is reporting that Iran is now moving its most critical nuclear fuel production underground. Is this true? Or is this not true?
Natanz has always been an underground complex. It includes a building which has been built underground. And the cameras of the IAEA have already been fixed there. Fordo facilities are also underground. They are also being monitored by the IAEA. Last month, inspectors from the IAEA visited these facilities. Nuclear facilities are built underground because of security matters. That is the situation everywhere.
Is Iran, however, increasingly concerned about an attack on its nuclear production and its nuclear plans? And if so, by whom?
No, we are not concerned about it. Who's going to attack us? On what basis or ground?
البته بعضی آرزو دارن که حمله.
Of course, maybe some countries wish to attack Iran.
اما ما نگران نیست.
We are not concerned about it. We are not worried about it.
In recent days, Iran's official news agency